Welcome to the Overflow Podcast. My name is Craig Booker.
The title of this episode is Pressure Check. In this episode, we'll talk about the importance of doing regular pressure checks and what you can do to prevent emotional outbursts and mental breakdowns. So be sure to stick around to the end of the episode.
I will talk a lot about mental health, but please note that this is not a substitute for therapy or mental health care.
We all experience pressure. Pressure from work, our career, from relationships, maybe trying to meet the expectations of friends or family, pressure in your marriage, pressure from your relationship with your kids. The point here is that we all have different factors that can increase or decrease the amount of pressure we face each day. Pressure is everywhere. It can come from our finances or a lack of planning. Unexpected pressure can sneak up on us in a moment's notice. A great example of this is the year 2020. That year was filled with a multitude of unexpected pressures that none of us could have foreseen happening. Pressure builds. Anytime pressure begins to build, it will have to come out somewhere. If we fail to deal with it in a healthy way, it will spew out in the most unfortunate places. Pressure builds. Anytime pressure begins to build, it will eventually need to be released somewhere. If we fail to deal with it in a healthy way, it will begin spewing out in the most unfortunate places. This explosion of emotions can happen in a variety of ways. The explosion can look different for each of us. Mental breakdown. If pressure continues to build, it will eventually find its way out on its own. You have probably heard people use the phrase that they just lost it. This outburst could come in the form of rage, anger, or aggression. On the other hand, it could come in the form of apathy, withdrawal, or isolation. Something's underneath the surface. There's no one thing to look out for, but we can all agree that something must be brewing underneath the surface. If we do not take the time to find healthy ways to handle the pressure, we can be sure that it will find its way out. From my experience, this tends to happen in the most inopportune times. So what can we do to proactively address these outbursts? Tire pressure. If you've ever driven a vehicle, you're probably at least aware of tire pressure. Tire pressure is the amount of air within a car's tires. If you ever want to add air to your tires, you'd be wise to check the amount of air already in them. This prevents over or under inflating tires. Like car tires, our bodies can only take so much pressure before something bad happens. It is wise to regularly monitor our pressure. One great way to do so is to perform a pressure check. A pressure check is a great tool we can implement to help alleviate these emotional outbursts. How do I perform a pressure check? There are different approaches for different people, but as believers, we start by going to God. A great place for that is found in Psalms 139:23-24 of the NLT. It says, "Search me, O God, know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life." Check, check. I don't know about you, but I need to regularly check in with God to see how things are going. It's so easy to get caught up in our routine without stopping to do a pressure check. We should regularly ask God to search us and know our hearts. While we are here, it's time to ask some other important questions. Stop and ask, what's going on underneath the surface? What stressors am I facing in my day to day? Let's evaluate what is stressing us and how much stress we are dealing with. No matter what we go through, good or bad, both cause us stress. Over time, the stress can build up if we do not practice proper self-care. In her book Reset, Deborah Falada says that a tool called the Holmes-Rea Life Stress Inventory helps measure stress. This inventory is a good way to help predict the likelihood of having an emotional explosion based on the level of stress you're experiencing. High-profile anxiety. In her book Reset, Deborah Falada tells a story about an interview she had with a high-profile pastor. This interview was part of a series on her podcast, Asking Leaders How They're Really Doing. The goal here was to start conversations about mental and emotional health. High-profile anxiety. In her book Reset, Deborah Falada tells a story about an interview she had with a high-profile pastor. This interview was part of a series on her podcast, Asking Leaders How They're Really Doing. The goal here was to start conversations about emotional and mental health. This pastor was having regular panic attacks without even knowing what was going on, and stressors had begun affecting his body to the point where he thought he was having a heart attack. He was ignoring the signs, and he kept adding things to his schedule without stopping to assess what was going on. He finally got to the breaking point where he thought he was going to die of a heart attack. You might not be a high-profile speaker, a business leader, or pastor, but we all have limited capacity. If we continue piling things on our plate until our bodies tell us to slow down, we are bound to experience the negative effects of stress. This is precisely why we need to make a regular habit of doing pressure checks. So how about you? When was the last time that you took a few minutes to check in with yourself and God? Verse for reflection. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there is any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Psalms 139, 23 through 24 in the ESV.
That's all for this episode.
If you would like to receive updates about future episodes of Overflow, head over to overflow.community/subscribe. Remember, no one should face anxiety or depression alone. Join a growing community learning about brain health and following Jesus. For more information, head over to overflow.community/connect.